안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2007학년도 대학 수학능력시험 외국어 영역 듣기평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 1시 20분부터 2007학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 제대로 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지 뒷면에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 물건을 고르시오.
How may I help you, ma'am?
I'm looking for a blanket to go with my mattress covers.
What size are the covers?
Queen size.
Do they have any patterns?
Yes, they do. One has flowers and the other has stripes.
Well, in that case, I think a plain blanket would be good.
You mean one with no patterns? Why is that?
Too many different patterns don't go well together. Besides, we are currently offering two plain blankets for the price of one.
Sounds great. I'll go for it.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Frank Smith. I'm here to confirm my reservation for a flight to Singapore next week.
Let me see. There seems to be a problem.
What do you mean? Can't I have a vegetarian meal?
It's not that. Your reservation has been canceled.
Are you kidding? What are you talking about? I booked it ages ago.
I'm sorry, but you didn't pay for the ticket.
Of course I paid for it. Just a minute. I'll call the bank to check.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. There is no record of the payment. It must have slipped my mind.
3번, 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
These are full-scale models of human beings. They weigh the same as humans, and their arms and legs perform the same motions. They are made to simulate the behavior of a human body in a motor vehicle crash, and to record as much data as possible during the simulation. They are very important for the development of new makes and models of all types of vehicles, from family cars to aircraft.
Is there anything to eat, George? I'm starving.
I thought there was some pizza in the refrigerator, dear, but it's gone.
I don't feel like cooking. Why don't we order out?
Okay, let's get some Chinese food.
No, it's too greasy. How about Korean food instead?
Now you mention it, I'd like a Korean meal.
The restaurant down the street is pretty good.
I've forgotten their phone number. Can you find it for me?
Sure, I'll look it up for you. It's 3104-3699.
Okay, what would you like?
Well, I love bibimbap.
Anything else?
No, just ask them to make it quick.
Next, please.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
What took you so long? I've been waiting for almost half an hour.
I'm afraid some computers in our office were infected with a virus. They've just been fixed.
I see.
May I have your name and student ID number, please?
Johnson Stoneham, SC453679.
Okay, let's see. Your school fees for this semester are $4,900.
Do I have to pay late fees as well? I know I'm a little late.
No, you're okay. Late fees will be charged from next week.
Thank you very much. Is that you, honey? What's up?
I'm trying to get into our apartment, but the new door lock seems to be out of order.
Really? Why don't you call customer service?
I already did. They're going to send a man to fix it.
I see. How long is it going to take him to arrive?
They said no more than 30 minutes.
And what are you going to do in the meantime?
Actually, I'd like to get your suit from the dry cleaners before they close.
That's a good idea. Don't worry. I'll be home in 10 minutes. I'll take care of the problem.
Thanks. See you soon. Today is a special day. Jane and Kevin are having their second wedding ceremony. You might think this is unusual, but they have gone through an extremely difficult time. Kevin had a car accident 3 years ago, and his legs were paralyzed. Jane lovingly took care of her husband. And a miracle happened. He was able to walk again. So, they are going to confirm their love with this ceremony. You've guessed it, this is the latest episode of the popular soap opera, Forever Love. It will be on Channel 12 at 9:30 this evening, as scheduled. Don't miss it.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Can you make one copy of this document? It has 100 pages.
Certainly, sir. Do you want color or black and white?
Just black and white. How much will that be?
We charge 5 cents a page for black and white.
Do you do binding?
Yes, sir. There's a $3 extra charge.
Okay. Please bind the copies. When will it be finished?
We're in the middle of an urgent job right now, so it will take about 2 hours.
2 hours? In that case, I'll have lunch, and I'll be back to pick it up later.
Okay, that's 100 black and white copies plus binding. Matthew, look at those old pots behind the glass.
You mean over there in the section on ancient pottery?
Yes, I never imagined that all these old things could be so interesting.
You're right. I've learned about them in school, but they seem so real here.
I know. You can imagine them being used in real life.
It's like watching a documentary or moving back in time.
Do you think that things from our lives will be put here in the future?
Of course. In years to come, this building will have exhibitions about our lifestyles, including fashion, sport, shopping, and everything else.
Wow, I've never thought about that before.
Hi, Jennifer. What's new?
Not much. I'm organizing these documents.
That's what you say every time I see you these days.
I know. I have all these documents to organize, but there's no room in this office to put all the folders.
Haven't you heard of a scanner?
No. What do you mean?
You scan your documents and save them as computer files. Then you can have more space in your office. I use mine all the time.
Wow! I didn't know there was such a thing. Can I borrow yours?
Yes. I'll bring it to your office right now. It's very easy to use.
Thanks. You're an angel.
You'll be surprised how much it will help you.
Let's have dinner tonight after I finish scanning. I'll treat you. Jack, what are you doing?
Hey, Julia. I want to buy a notebook computer, so I'm looking at this price comparison site.
Ah, have you decided which one you're going to buy?
Yes, model PJ6370. You can see it here on the screen.
I see what you mean. How much are you willing to pay?
Up to $1,500.
And how about the warranty period?
It should be 2 years at least.
Why don't you get an extra battery?
I don't really need one, but I'd like a wireless mouse.
Well, it seems like there's only one place to buy it from.
You're right. This site is so helpful. This is Tommy Jones with the morning news. Here are today's headlines. researchers have found a treatment for cancer using wild mushrooms. A United Nations report says that the number of polar bears is rapidly decreasing. The Best Director's Prize at the Venice Film Festival went to a Korean director. Doctors warn about the increasing number of overweight children. That's all for now. I'll be back in a few minutes.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1.
Hi, I'd like to get a refund for my bike.
Could you wait over there? I'll be with you in a minute.
2.
Hold your racket and keep your eyes on the ball.
Okay, I'll do my best. I've never done this before.
3.
Keep pedaling. You'll soon be able to ride by yourself.
Wow, this is great fun. Don't let go.
4.
Wake up. It's time to try your new bike.
But I'm doing my math homework now.
5.
Sweetheart, please put your helmet on.
What helmet? Oh, I forgot to bring it.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello, Sammy. Where are you off to?
It's Saturday, so I'm going to play football in the park with my friends.
Didn't you hear the weather forecast?
No, I didn't. Why? What's the problem?
There's a heavy rainstorm coming soon. You shouldn't go outside.
What do you mean, Grandma? It's not raining. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Can't you see the clouds coming? And the wind is getting stronger.
But I've promised to meet my friends. Please let me go.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's all right. I've been reading the newspaper.
I really enjoyed going to the zoo last week. Where are we going today?
I thought we could visit the art galleries downtown.
Okay. Is there anything interesting?
Let's have a look in the newspaper. Here it is.
Oh, yes. There's an exhibition of video art in the town hall.
You like video art, don't you?
Yes, I love it.
But I don't like all those flashing screens and bright lights.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Eric. Thanks a lot for helping me with the flat tire the other day.
Oh, don't mention it. By the way, my dad bought me a guitar yesterday. Do you know anyone who has a guitar book?
Why? Are you planning to take guitar lessons?
No, I'm going to practice by myself.
Are you? My uncle runs a record shop and gives free guitar lessons.
Really? Could I take some lessons from him?
Yes, you could. But his shop is about 3 hours away by car.
Oh, dear.
Don't be disappointed. I'll teach you. I learned from my uncle.
That'll be great. though I know you're busy these days.
Peter walks into the kitchen and finds his father preparing the breakfast. It seems that his mother became ill during the night and will have to stay in bed for some time. So, Peter goes to his mother and tells her not to worry and to get well soon. He even volunteers to do the cooking for the family until she gets well again. Peter's mother is deeply impressed by his kind offer, though she has already arranged for his aunt to come and do the cooking. In this situation, what would Peter's mother most probably say to him?
Now, 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.